Our morning show get-together continues as we head toward 10 this morning. Joining us on the phone line today is Executive Director of Neighborhood Housing Services, Craig Woodhouse, who is joining us with some big news this week. Craig?
Hey there. Thanks for having me on this morning. Well, yes, Phil, we are very excited at Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin. It's been about 9 years, but we are breaking ground on a new home, and that's a big deal for us. So we're going to have a little groundbreaking ceremony on Friday, this coming Friday at 9:30 a.m., and the public is invited to that.
Yeah, how exciting is that? It breathes life into the whole organization, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. There's just a lot of excitement around here about it. It's something that NHS has done over the years. We've built 50 new homes in the community, but we haven't had any for 9 years. Due to a whole lot of factors, the construction was tougher, and it was a hard landscape to do it. But about a year ago, some employees here at NHS kind of started thinking outside the box and tried to figure out how we can do this. There's such a need for it that it involves a lot of partnerships and working with folks from the state offices and with Southwest CAP and all sorts of partners, and came together with kind of an idea on how to make it possible. So it's an infill lot, vacant lot on East Kinder Street, 710 East Kinder Street in Richland Center. And so there was a house there that was torn down about 10 years ago. And like I said, the advantages are that the utilities are there. They're ready. They've been run. So it's a matter of hooking them up. But the home is it's a Skyline modular home. And we've got that at a discounted rate through a partnership with Southwest CAP. But you know, it'll be a nice home, and you know, you won't know any different, you know, by the time it's finished. So, the groundbreaking was actually expedited a little bit. We thought we weren't going to get the excavator there for a couple weeks. And so we've been working that angle hard. And then last week on Friday, we got word the excavator is actually going to start on Wednesday or Thursday this week, which is a move up in the schedule. But that didn't really allow us the time for the groundbreaking, but we're not gonna slow them down. So the excavator will be there on Wednesday or Thursday, and we'll have the groundbreaking celebration on Friday at 9:30.
Oh, that's awesome. What's the process then? What's the timeline, Craig, once you get really going with the digging and the placement of the house?
Yeah, we hope, things will move progress pretty fast, pretty quickly through the fall here. Again, we'll start here at the end of the week. We really hope to have things wrapped up by sometime in November, and then we're making a goal of having a family in there for the holidays. So that's kind of the what we're really trying to do. So in addition to constructing the house and doing all of that work, it'll be available for sale as well to a qualified buyer. So we're going to work hard to get someone in there as soon as we can, and hopefully they can be in there for Christmas.
Yeah, that's exciting, and for the family moving in, another contributing family to the area and maybe to the school district and things like that. So they all kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
They really do, and there has been some movement in the, construction field just generally here. We've got, Panorama, and they're doing some apartments and things like that. But, we just really felt like at NHS that we could have a role in helping, some of those vacant lots or those places where there was once a house and now it's torn down or about to be torn down, that might be really where we fit in best at NHS, is to do these one at a time. We have a goal of keeping this program going. We'd like to do, a lot more. But we kind of had to do one before we did 10. Work out the kinks and figure out all those moving parts, working with the different agencies to make it possible. So we start with this one and then, absolutely go from there.
Are there some chances, for remodeling projects and whatnot in the community as well through NHS?
Definitely, and the public may not be aware of this, but home rehab, home safety, and home accessibility is the largest part of the work that we do at NHS. Some of these may be related to home safety, It may be related to accessibility, so putting in a ramp or making a bathroom accessible for someone who you know, is not as mobile as they once were. Insulation, windows, roofs, that is the bulk of the work that NHS does. But we want new construction to be part of that as well. We also do a lot for down payment assistance. And so folks can contact us and, you know, for down payment assistance, foreclosure prevention is something that we're passionate about as well here at NHS. And we've got a great staff of folks that are able to, you know, work with people that may be nearing foreclosure and see if there's a way that we can help keep them in their homes.
Well, it's good to get the word out about this. I know we're going to have you on in a future morning show to talk a little bit more about NHS and what your plans are and things like that. But with the groundbreaking on Friday, it's pretty pertinent. Again, you'd like to see members of the community show up on Friday.
Yeah, we absolutely would. So, you know, this is you're hearing it here first, WRCO breaking news, Phil. This came quick. We really thought the groundbreaking was going to be a couple weeks away, but when the schedule was able to be moved up, we're not going to slow down. So, but yeah, we'd love the support of the community. So come on out, meet us, meet the employees. We've just got some great employees here, and it's really nice to give them that credit. That's where the credit lies for this, is with the employees at NHS. They've pulled together and figured out how to make this happen. So come on out and meet them. Be happy to, you know, make those introductions. And, you know, all the credit really goes to the employees and the partners that we work with to bring it all together. But there'll be a lot more coming. We'll have an open house for a Color Fest weekend, and you'll see us a lot out in the public, quite a bit more here this fall. We're anxious to really move the agency forward and help with the housing situation here.
And Dean, if somebody is interested in, maybe making a bid on the house you're talking about and see if they qualify or any other projects, how's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, just give us a call. That really is the best way. And you can talk directly with our staff that handles that and our phone number here. And we're right in Richland Center at the you know, we manage the Park Apartments as well. That's another thing that we do. And so we're right inside the Park Apartments. But you can call us at 608-647-4949. That's just the general number, and we'll get you connected to the right people that have that information about it. So if someone is interested, we're trying to develop that list of potential buyers. So just give us a call, and we'll see if you may qualify for the home.
All right. Excellent. Thanks for the update here today. Thanks for giving the morning show the exclusive here, Craig.
And
and good luck to you. Keep us posted.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.
You bet. Craig Woodhouse, Executive Director for Neighborhood Housing Services. We'll be back with more on the morning show coming up tomorrow.